Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Ron, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're bluesing it out here on the Small Business Advocate Show and having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Check that out, and you can see the recent survey that they conduct every month, don't you, Chad, or a monthly survey on manufacturing conditions, don't you?
We do it quarterly, and we do it with Industry Week magazine. So we'll be going out in the field again here in August and having a new survey at the beginning of September.
Okay. Well, I know. I guess I'm just so used to getting your report every week, and I think about it more often than that because you send out something every week, which I appreciate and helps me out in my work. Chad, tell us the state of hiring, the state of employment in manufacturing right now.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's been a lot of stories about progress in the overall employment market, and that may or may not be true. But I think, you know, for manufacturing, we've actually lost workers for the last 4 months in a row. And if you look over the last 12 months, June to June, only 29,000 workers were added in the sector. So we really have, there for a while we were having kind of outsized gains in terms of employment and output at the end of the recession, but since then it's not been quite so robust. You know, I think there's a lot of things there. I think the Affordable Care Act is part of it, but I think even beyond that, I think a lot of manufacturers right now are still, you know, we still haven't got on a firm thing with regard to the economy. As I said, the global market continues to be weak with China slowing. Europe is still in a recession, even though, you know, as I said, they had a number which suggested that they were starting to grow again this last month, but they still are in a recession. And our overall exports to the rest of the world were only up 1% this year, so that's very sluggish growth.
And there's another thing too, Chad, and I've been talking about this for a decade, and that is the impact of technology on hiring. One of my favorite stories about this is the one where I asked a man who built a paper mill. His job was to build a greenfield paper mill for this company and operate it to get it going until a resident manager could take over. And I asked him, I said, this is in the last decade. I said, how many of your employees use computers in the direct performance of their job? He said, 100%. And I said, how many employees do you have? He said half as many as the same plant I built 10 years ago.
Yeah. I think that I think, you know,
800,
you and I have
800 to 400.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before. I think, number one, manufacturing has just become much more lean. I think that in a global environment, doing whatever you can to use technology, use innovation, to be able to do more with less, I think, kind of the mantra. But right. I think the other part of it is, and you kind of hinted to it, today's manufacturing is not anything like what it used to be 10, 20 years ago. If you've ever toured a facility, you probably have. You see that you know, you have one person standing there monitoring a computer, making sure that it's flowing right. It's not necessarily.
That's right. They're not doing like my dad was when he was a hammersmith in a steel mill. But there's another thing in this too, Chad. That's really good news for me and for my folks, and that's that how integrated small business owners are with big companies. So a lot of jobs that a big manufacturing company would have hired for 20 years ago, they're contracting that work out to a small business, so the job is still there, it's just recorded in another place.
That's right. You know, when we talk to many of our larger members, the multinationals, they'll often tell us they have tens of thousands of small and medium-sized suppliers. So that shows you the real extent to which there is a collaboration and the necessity to really work together between the small and large. You know, back when I was at the SBA, it was all small versus large, and I think that's somewhat not true. I think that there is so much collaboration that takes place between them. There's so many synergies there that It really isn't an or, it's an and there. There's a lot of people
in the last 30 years, small businesses have gone from being a Main Street backwater mom and pop to integrated suppliers. And it's because of the outsourcing phenomenon and practices, and it's because of what we've been talking about. Small business owners, or technology is helping them take their place. Hey, Chad, give us that website one more time, please.
www.nam.org.
And folks, go there and check out the surveys and the reports that Chad does. They're outstanding. Hey, Chad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, and thanks for 10 years.
Yeah. Thank you for 10 years. Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.